Leg out.
Getting you set for second half action on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network. A thank you to Aaron Schellen and Rob Hill for a fantastic halftime show. Alongside Paul Politica and Aaron Schellen, who will have your G League updates throughout this second half, I'm Ryan Fahey with you. 61-59 at the half. And Paul, as we look to the second half of action, Windy City only shooting 27% from downtown, and we're not used to that kind of stat line.
No, Windy City is definitely one of the better shooting, three-point shooting teams in the league. And right now, only one other player besides Kaiser Gates had the three, and that's Michael Mulder with 1-for-3. But Kaiser Gates, it's 4-for-5 right now from three.
And Kaiser Gates, we have seen him have those stretches where he can drain the three ball. 14 points, 8 rebounds. He had a great rebounding game against Delaware back on January 30th as he finished that game, as we mentioned in the first half, 20 points and 15 rebounds back on January 30th. And since he's sitting right in front of us, CJ Fair, 6 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. And then he walks away after Isaiah's nice stat line. Okay, fine. See, we'll see how that is if we interview him post-game. Bring that up later.
Heading into the second half, before the game, one of my keys was rebounding, and at the end of the first half, going into the second half, the Bulls are tied right now with 25 total rebounds with the Delaware Bluecoats, so they're being able, they may have listened to the show and heard my first key.
You know what, it's always nice if it pans out the way you say it and it translates to what happens out on the floor, as even our guy Chris Rouse at Farrakhan Hall, friendly, of course, but they've exchanged some beef where Ross, who's been on our pre-half and post many times but does the television call on Facebook Live and the exclusive games on NBC Sports Chicago, Farrakhan's even come up to us a couple times saying, hey, man, where's my love? And he's been getting plenty of love as well. And we'll even share that love to Farrakhan Hall. As off the bench, he's got 3 points and 7 minutes of action to go with a couple. Or I should say, let me correct myself real quick. Farrakhan Hall has yet to check into the ballgame. I read Thomas Wilder's stat line, but I still wouldn't be surprised if we see Farrakhan Hall in at some point tonight, because he does bring that aggressiveness, kind of like Jakar Sampson does off of the bench. So players come back out on the floor. We got Fair, Lemon Jr., both Sampsons, Jakar and Brandon, no relation. And for the Bluecoats, we've got Shake Milton, Zaire Smith, Rashad Vaughn, Jared Brownridge, and Haywood Highsmith, the five out there for Delaware. Delaware will be going right to left on your radio dial. Windy City left to right, and away we go for second half action. CJ Fair, top of the circle with the ball with 17 on the shot clock as we're just underway here in quarter number 361-59 Windy City. Lemon driving left side, backs out at the wing for the two. It's good for Walt Lemon Jr. Starting it off with a nice field goal, 63-59.
CJ Fair had another great screen, and CJ Fair has been sending really good screens this entire game for Walt Lemon Jr.
At the right wing, Brownridge at the far side to Haywood Highsmith at the top of the circle. Left wing, Milton driving against Brandon Sampson. Floater up, no. Rebound, Brandon Sampson. Milton wanted the call, didn't get it. Mulder the other way in transition at the left wing. Michael Mulder leaving it off for Walt Lemon Jr. at the same spot. He's going to drive into the pit, and he finishes with the underhand. A layup, 65-59, Windy City. Milton ahead into the front court. To Highsmith. Smith. Pulls up from just behind the free throw line, front of the rim, no, and the rebound goes to Brandon Sampson. Now to Jakar Sampson with the behind-the-back move. Oh, he tried to get fancy with the layup, didn't finish it, but the second chance putback, no. Third time's the charm, no, but fourth time it'll work for Jakar as he exchanges some words with some of the Bluecoats after he finished. He smiles it off. It's an 8-point lead just like that for Windy City. Timeout, Delaware, 61-59 with 10:47 to go in the third. On your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com. and the Windy City Bulls Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
Fitting that it's this instrumental because it's been back to back to back. Field goals for Windy City, 6-0 run to start this third quarter. Minute 23 into it, 67-59. Bulls have the lead over the Delaware Bluecoats. Alongside Paul Politica, I'm Ryan Fahey. As it'll be the Bluecoats to inbound and bring it ahead into the court. And it's Shake Milton to do that honor. As it goes now over to Rashad Vaughn at the top to Milton again. Top of the circle, it's Highsmith. Guarded by C.J. Farrer, driving left side is Highsmith. Up for the shot, floater, no. And the rebound to Jakar Sampson, who almost bullied Walt Lemon out of the way. So give me that, that's my rebound. Now to C.J. Farrer. Brandon Sampson, back to Walt Lemon Jr. at the top of the circle. Farrer at the free throw line, driving with the left-hand dribble. At the left side of the paint, he has it poked away for a moment, got it back. Six on the shot clock for Walt Lemon, who's blocked as he went up for the shot. And it goes over to Zaire Smith. Smith, Euro step, floater, up, good. Zaire Smith in the paint, 67-61.
This previous year, actually, Zaire Smith was actually drafted 10th by Phoenix and traded to Philly on draft night.
Walt Lemon Jr. at the near right wing, top of the circle. Michael Mulder for the three ball. It is good from Michael Mulder. 70-61, Windy City up by nine. Shake Milton, guarded by Brandon Sampson, one of the two-way players for the Bulls. Milton, now switched off defensively to Mike Mulder. Milton, free throw line extended right side. Pull up for the shot is good over Jakar Sampson, 70-63.
Milton is just one of those pure shooters, but he also has averages 5 rebounds a game, so he does it all.
C.J. Fair, another guy that you can mention, does it all for Windy City as the pass inside poked away, stolen by Zaire Smith. It's Smith in transition to Highsmith with the move in against Mulder into the paint right side is good. 70-65, Bluecoats cut the deficit to 5 for themselves. Walt Lemon Jr. to the far side at the left wing. 16 on the shot clock, 9:08 to go in the third. Left corner, Jakar Sampson facing up against Highsmith. Backing out, pulls up for the long J. It is good for the long two, Jakar Sampson. 72-65, Bulls.
As I said in the first half, Jakar Sampson is just one of those players that can pull up from right inside the paint to at the three-point line.
He ain't even afraid to try a half-court shot even when he warms up. Jared Brownridge facing up Jakar Sampson for the top of the circle. Three, and Jared Brownridge gets Jakar frustrated on that one. Jakar saying, you got to be kidding me. Brownridge, the Aurora, Illinois native, drains at 72-68. Bulls lead down to four. High pass to the left corner. And wheels around to Mike Mulder at the top to Walt Lemon Jr. 14 on the shot clock, 8:25 to go in the third. Walt Lemon Jr., free throw line. Step back, long two, back rim no, and the rebound to Rashad Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it ahead right to left. Vaughn with the moves on Brandon Sampson on the right side of the paint, floater up and good off the glass. 72-70, it's a one possession game yet again. Now we have 8 minutes to go in the third. Walt Lemon Jr. driving right side into third gear. Had it partially swatted away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulls. 16 on the shot clock. Baseline on the inbound coming up as we have Keenan Evans and DJ Ho coming on in as Haywood Highsmith and Jared Brownridge having a seat for the Bluecoats.
That's the Bluecoats' eighth block shot in this game. They actually they're actually third in the league in block shots.
Jakar Sampson off the inbound to Walt Lemon Jr. 13 on the shot clock. Far left corner, Mike Mulder for three. Side rim, no. Vaughn the rebound. Vaughn to the top of the circle, guarded by C.J. Fair. 16 on the shot clock to Shake Milton. Guarded by Mulder at the free throw line. Milton, spin around left wing. Vaughn pulls up for the three, and it is off the rim a couple times, no. Poked up in the air, and eventually C.J. Fair gets the rebound. Now it's Walt Lemon Jr. to the far left wing in transition. 7.5 to play in the third, 16 on the shot clock, Walt Lemon Jr. to the left corner and C.J. Fair. As Fair faces up Hogue, bounce pass in between two defenders and Jakar Sampson trying to finish at the rim with the layup right side, but he's fouled and he'll be at the line to shoot a pair. He's going to get the foul on Rashad Vaughn.
Jakar Sampson just heading to the line at a 74.74 free throw shooter, 74% from the line.
Jakar 1 of 1 at the line tonight. He converted an and one that he had back in the first half. as Jakar Sampson's first free throw in this sequence is up and good. 73-70 Windy City. Kyle Randall checks into the ballgame now for the Blue Coats. And headed off in his place is Zaire Smith, who we mentioned is the assignment player from the Philadelphia 76ers. And Jakar's got one more free throw to make this a two-possession game with the black Nikes and the gold symbol on the Nikes. And he goes 2 for 2 at the line, 74-70 Windy City. DJ Hogue leaving that one off for Keenan Evans, top of the circle, guarded by Jakar Sampson. To the left wing, it's Milton facing against Brandon Sampson. Is Milton driving, putting it into a third gear with Shake Milton on the baseline. Windy City couldn't counter, 74-72. As Raleigh Alkins will be set to come in a moment. Wallerman Jr. at the right free throw line, extended left corner pass. CJ Fair for three, no, and the rebound to Milton. Milton will bring it ahead into the front court, right to left, 6:45 to go in the third. Milton driving left side in on Brandon Sampson, no. And there's going to be a foul on Brandon Sampson with a block. And it'll be Milton at the line to shoot a pair. This team down by two, 6:44 to go in the third. Kaiser Gates also set to come in with Raleigh Alkins in just a moment. Milton at the line to shoot two.
He's the 81% free throw shooter.
The SMU product is up and go with the first free throw as Raleigh Alkins and Kaiser Gates will come on in as both Sampson's, Jakar and Brandon head off. Also want to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. A lot of green being dressed up here tonight at the Sears Center Arena. As Milton for the second free throw rims out no, and Raleigh Alkins pumps CJ Fair out of the way for the rebound.
You got to remember their teammates.
Fair at the top of the circle, guarded by Hogue. He's going to drive left side on his own. Catches his own rebound as he kind of collected it for a split second, but he puts it up and in off the glass, 76-73.
He saw the lane and he drove right into it.
Speaking of driving, it's Vaughn right side, blocked by Raleigh Alkins. Picked up by Fair, Walt Lemon put it on the Jets the other way. Walt Lemon Jr. all by himself, coast to coast off the glass and in. 78-73 Windy City with the lead.
Lemon Jr., anytime he drives, he's able to like move the ball around in midair.
Milton, just ahead of the timeline. At the top, guarded by C.J. Fair. Milton wanting to pull up for that shot. Fair wouldn't allow it. 7 on the shot clock to Hogue left corner, guarded by Mulder. He pulls up for the shot for the 3, no, and the rebound to Kaiser Gates. As driving the other way again, coast to coast, Walt Lemon Jr. Timeout, Delaware, and the lead has ballooned to 7 for Windy City. 80-73 Bulls, 5:45 to go in the third. We'll take a short timeout and come right back on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Network.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
And welcome back. Before we throw it back to Ryan and Paul for the rest of the third quarter, it is time for a quick G League update. The Grand Rapids Drive have defeated the Stockton Kings 135-112 this evening. Maine beat Long Island by 11, 125-114, and game's still in action. Memphis leads Oklahoma City 79-66. Salt Lake City on top of Sioux Falls 79-64. Lakeland leads Wisconsin 82-73. And in about 45 minutes, the other game we're keeping an eye on tonight, Greensboro will tip off in Northern Arizona. Ryan, Paul, back to you guys.
Aaron, thank you for that. Playback underway to Matt Farrell at the top of the circle, who just checked in for Delaware as they pass quickly inside, and a block from C.J. Fair on Highsmith. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bluecoats, but what a way to come back off the timeout, Paul.
That was a great block by C.J. Fair, and Highsmith is coming up slightly limping.
So we'll keep an eye on that as Farrell will look over to Evans' left corner, 10 on the shot clock. As the left wing three is up from Hogue, no good, and the rebound is not going to be won by anybody. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll go to Windy City with 5:26 to go.
That was smart of Lemon Jr. just to let that go, no risk of dropping the ball and having it go out of bounds.
So Walt Lemon Jr. As inside it goes in the paint for C.J. Fair on the turnaround off the pass, counted in the foul. So C.J. Fair converts on it. He's got the and one. Foul on Highsmith. 82-73, Windy City, 5:15 to go in the third.
C.J. Fair is a 72% from the line.
See if he can convert that and one and improve that free throw percentage, Paul. And right on cue, he does. Double-digit lead, Windy City Bulls, 83-73, 5:12 to go in the third. It'll be Farrell, now Highsmith at the right wing. To Keenan Evans. Evans circling around from counterclockwise to Farrell, who now has that the left wing at nine. Driving baseline against Mulder. Circles around to the right wing for Randall. Driving into the paint right side with four on the shot clock. He's short on the layup. Kaiser Gates the rebound, and that's now a double-double for Kaiser Gates tonight. That's his 10th rebound as Walt Lemon with the Euro step. Had it partially blocked. He got his own second chance, and he finishes 85-73 Windy City.
That's something that Lemon Jr. does. He follows all of his shots.
We talk about this team being not the greatest at the second chance department, as that one is going to be a blocking foul on C.J. Fair, who was up against Farrell driving. Fair's just kind of left in that call off as Matt Farrell will be at the line to shoot a pair. While Lemon even asking the official about that one as well, as Jared Brownrich set to come on in. Former Santa Clara product, as we got a timeout on the floor to Windy City. They'll talk things over up by 12 as it's the push for the playoffs. 85-73, 4:34 to go here on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on sportstownchicago.com.
We'll get to a coach's challenge that was called during the timeout that we just took. We'll mention the explanation in a moment. But right now, let's go to our sideline reporter and Kevin Berger.
The game plan has not changed much for the Bulls since the last meeting between these two teams, with Jakar Sampson getting involved early and often. He finished with 21 in that contest and has 21 points right now. Let's see how he does getting closer to crunch time in this game. Back to you guys.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Matt Cleo, Tommy Morrissey looking at the replay monitor. The timeout from Charlie Henry, he challenged the foul that we just had a moment ago on C.J. Fair. It was a common foul that was challenged. And let's get the call on the floor has been confirmed, so Charlie Henry does lose his challenge. So we thank Matt Cleo for the explanation coming to the table. Yep, we're all good. Thank you guys so much. Ben Sturt there even confirming it for us as well, making sure we are prepared as possible. So thanks to you to this officiating crew. And I looked at the replay a little bit there, Paul, and a little bit of a block. There's some contact. Was that worth the challenge, though, here in this stage?
I think with a challenge, probably wouldn't want to wait because to the fourth quarter. Probably would have been smarter to hold on to it.
So that challenge can loom large later that it's not there as Farrell sinks the first free throw. He's got one more. Farrell is 79% free throw shooter, a Notre Dame product. He was teammates with V.J. Beecham for a couple of seasons of the Windy City Bulls at Notre Dame with the Fighting Irish. Farrell was a third-team All-ACC member last year as the second free throw was missed. Gates the rebound. 85-74 Windy City. 4.5 to play in the third. Walt Lemon Jr. to the left wing. He's going to drive in on Farrell, and he's going to be short on the rim with it, and the rebound to D.J. Hogue. Farrell will leave this one off now for Shake Milton. Milton at the top, guarded by Raleigh Alkins, 15 on the shot clock. To Hogue, top of the circle, but guarded by Gates. Brownridge, left wing, in for Highsmith, 10 on the shot clock at the block. Right back out, Brownridge pulling up the left wing three, no, and the rebound to C.J. Fair on the baseline. Lemon quickly up ahead from Michael Mulder, who pulls up to the near wing three, short, Highsmith the rebound. Haywood Highsmith in transition right to left. Top of the circle now to D.J. Hogue, who almost had it ripped away. He muscled out C.J. Fair, and he gets the easy layup, 85-76. D.J. Beecham, we just mentioned him, will come on in just a moment. Walt Lemon Jr., top of the circle, driving at the free throw line, stopping, turning around and kicking out to Raleigh Alkins, who pulls up for the three. Long three is off the bottom of the base of the rim, and that's a weird spot to have the ball hit, but it happened.
I don't think I've ever seen the ball bounce off that area of a rim before.
Well, Raleigh Alkins made it clear as D.J. Hogue for the left wing three, and he swishes it. 85-79, Bulls lead down to six.
Another three for D.J. Hogue, and he's actually who hit a buzzer beater in the Blue Coats last game to force overtime.
Talk about that in just a moment. We have a moment as Alkins with the left-hand dribble into the paint left side, has it poked away. Brownridge the steal. Shake Milton in transition to the left wing near side. He drives in on Walt Lemon Jr. Stuck to the baseline. Left corner, Farrell. Three ball is up. Side of the rim, no. And the rebound, Walt Lemon Jr. They'll settle it down now and jog it ahead left to right with 20 on the shot clock. 2:40 to go in the third. 85-79 Windy City. Walt Lemon at the wing. Near side. Top of the circle. Raleigh Alkins driving in. Euro step. Pass in. Right side. C.J. Fair with the dunk. 87-79 Bulls.
Great pass there by... It was a great pass there to set up C.J. Fair for the easy dunk.
8-point lead, Windy City. They win. They're in the postseason for the first time in franchise history. Milton at the top of the circle to Brownridge. Getting it right back from Highsmith. Almost a misplay that went out of bounds, but Highsmith recovers. 7 on the shot clock. Highsmith spinning at the free throw line. Extended right side. Gets the friendly roll off the rim and in. 87-81. 2 minutes to play here in the third. Walt Lemon Jr. across at the top. Had a screen from Fair, who goes back into the paint. Right wing Mulder driving baseline. Has his pass deflected. Milton gets the turnover and the steal for it. Cross court pass right side. Brownridge gets it off the feet from Farrell. Step back long to top is up from Brownridge. No good. Mulder the rebound. Both teams going a little cold here in the last few sequences as Mulder at the left wing, top of the circle, Mike Mulder for the three, and he goes from cold to warm for his squad, 90-81 Windy City.
That's something that Mulder had the ability to, even if he's cold, he had the ability to knock it down and get hot instantly.
He's got 10 points here tonight, as he's inching to become the all-time leading Windy City scorer in franchise history. Coming in tonight, he needed 32. As at the top of the circle with only three on the shot clock, D.J. Hogue pump fakes the three, drives in. He forgot what was going on the shot clock in the countdown. Shot clock violation. I don't know what he was doing. Bulls ball with a 1-on-1 to go in the third. So Beecham now will come in along with Jakar Sampson as Fair and Mulder head off. Paulie, I don't know how to explain that one.
It looks like there was just some confusion and Hogue's coming out because he actually got injured by C.J. Fair. He was coming up limping by C.J. Fair with some contact. He got hit below the belt.
So we'll keep an eye on that. Rashad Vaughn now is into the contest in place of that as well. Lemon finishing with the left hand, but it's off the back rim. No. 47 seconds to go. Pulling up for the three in transition at the top there was Highsmith. A high-risk shot in transition. 90-81 Windy City. Walt Lemon with the ball at the top with 16 on the shot clock. Walt Lemon Jr. putting the moves on Farrell. Now to Raleigh Alkins at the wing. Driving near side. Backs out to Walt Lemon with 9 on the shot clock. Walt Lemon facing Farrell. Driving into the paint. Has it poked away and a foul. The foul is going to go on Shake Milton. And that'll be his second. with 23.8 seconds to go in the third. Ball Lemon will inbound about 15 feet away to our right near side. Ball Lemon with the gray headband sported. Kaiser Gates, who got the inbound and had it poked away. No shot clock, it's turned off. Brownridge, right corner, three ball is up in transition, no. And the putback dunk immediately. Haywood Highsmith, 90-83. Windy City can hold for the final possession. Shot clock off, 10 seconds as Walt Lemon comes into the front court.
Highsmith just followed that three attempt and just jumped in the air and was able to get it and dunk it in.
Walt Lemon with 3 seconds, he's got to pull off something. Top of the circle, three at the buzzer is off the back rim, no good. And we go to the fourth quarter with the Windy City Bulls up by 7, 90-83 over the Delaware Bluecoats. Stick around, we could have an exciting finish on our hands. We had one Wednesday, we'll see if it happens next on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
About to begin the fourth quarter of action, 90-83 Windy City. And again, if Windy City wins, they clinch a playoff berth for the first time in franchise history. Alongside Paul Politica and Aaron Schellen, Kevin Berger on the sidelines, I'm Ryan Fahey on SportsTownChicago.com. And Paul, we got an exciting 12 minutes that we got to complete.
Oh yeah, the fourth quarter is going to be absolutely super exciting, and especially for the Windy City Bulls, who they're the only team in the G League with two players in the top 15 in fourth quarter points. That's Lemon Jr., who's in seventh with 227 points, and Raleigh Alkins in 13th with 193 points. So the Windy City Bulls have two very high fourth quarter scores on their hands. So
CJ Fair and Jakar Sampson are each a rebound away from a double-double. Fair's got 13 points, Jakar with 21. Surprisingly, Brandon Sampson has yet to register a point tonight. He's 0-5 from the field. He's 0-2 from downtown, but has 4 rebounds and a pair of assists. Kaiser Gates has the lone double-double for Windy City, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Meanwhile, Walt Lemon Jr., 24 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds, having another Walt Lemon-esque performance. Fourth quarter underway, Shake Milton to the front court, right to left. As they have the ball going that way, Windy City left to right. Evans at the top of the circle, spinning around Wilder, who is in now to start this fourth quarter, and the top of the key three from Rashad Vaughn is no good. Wilder in transition. It's Wilder, Beecham, Jakar, and Brandon Samps, along with Kaiser Gates, out on the floor to start this fourth for Windy City. Gates to Beecham right wing, looking in for Jakar, has it batted right back to him off the hands of Zaire Smith. 10 on the shot clock for Kaiser. B.J. Beecham trying to create separation on Hogue, can't. Right corner three ball with 5 on the shot clock as Kaiser Gates missed that one, and the rebound to Vaughn. It's Vaughn, Smith, Hogue, Evans, and Smilton, the 5 out there for the Bluecoats. In pass off the give and go from Hogue to Milton, and we get a whistle and a foul. As the foul there went on Jakar Sampson. And I believe that is his third personal of the night. Windy City shooting 45% in the game, 27 from downtown. As with 10 on the shot clock, Milton at the left wing, guarded by Gates. Milton putting the moves on Jakar Sampson, trying to get inside. He does, floater up, and the floater no good. Kaiser Gates the rebound, and that is rebound number 12 for Kaiser Gates. And Shake Milton tripped up the other way. He's a little slow coming back. Left quarter, Brandon Sampson driving baseline. Oh, he wanted a thunderous dunk, but it was swatted away from Vaughn. Picked up by Shake Milton. 20 on the shot clock. Guarded was Milton to Smith, who had the back door cut. As in transition, Windy City didn't have the numbers. 90-85, Bulls lead down to five.
It was a great no-look pass by Milton. He just knew exactly where Smith was, and
it's Jakar Sampson behind the back pass to Brandon, cutting in. B.J. Beachum with the thunderous slam. 92-85, Windy City. Milton over to D.J. Ho. As coming off the screen is Evans. Smith backs out to Evans, top of the circle. 12 on the shot clock. Evans in the paint. Floater up, no. And the rebound went to Thomas Wilder, but he is going to get called for the foul with some contact. And for Thomas Wilder, I believe that is foul number two. And it is. That'll be his second personal. 10-01 to go in regulation. 92-85, Windy City. Keenan Evans at the line to shoot the first of two. And number two for Delaware makes the first. An 82% free throw shooter. The Texas Tech product probably not happy with what happened against West Virginia the other night. As his two seed in the Big 12 tournament, the Texas Tech Red Raiders got ousted by West Virginia and Bob Huggins. Not often would you ever see a double-digit seed in the conference tournaments make it to the semis in a Power 5, but that's what we have in the Big 12. Anyway, back to our G League action. Brandon Sampson, right wing with 10 on the shot clock. Spin move into the paint, had it batted away, and it is going to stay with the Bulls. Last touch by Delaware as Matt Farrell will check on in, and he'll be replacing Shake Milton.
Sampson wanted a foul because he fought through some contact, but not enough to cause a foul.
Thomas Wilder inbound baseline, quickly in for Kaiser Gates, who had only seven on the shot clock. He drains another three. 95-87 Bulls. Make that now his fifth three-pointer tonight. As Vaughn goes to Hogue, top circle, three ball is up. No good, rebound Thomas Wilder. Wilder left to right. Wilder coast to coast, lost the handle, but he is fouled. A little bit of maybe a late whistle, but Wilder will be at the line to shoot a pair. We'll take it. Wilder looking to get Windy City back to a double-digit lead. They had that earlier in the first half. Thomas Wilder, a 69% free throw shooter. We mentioned the former Western Michigan Bronco has it hit off the rim a couple times and in. 96-87, 9:24 to go.
Did take a Bulls bounce there. More like a double bounce. A
little of a home court Sears Center bounce, we'll say.
There you go.
Wilder for one more. And it rims out, Hogue the rebound.
I guess you can only get one bounce.
As Farrell brings it ahead to D.J. Ho. Leaving it off for Evans at the top, guarded by Jakar. Left wing, Zaire Smith for the three. Back rim, no, and another rebound for Kaiser Gates. Seems as if when Kaiser Gates plays Delaware, he seems to have a good time with it. Brandon Sampson at the free throw line extended right side. Lost the dribble for a moment. Got it back. Jakar Sampson, right corner three, no. And the rebound to Rashad Vaughn. Vaughn in transition. Top of the circle. Hogue backing his way in on Kaiser Gates now. Left hand off the glass and in for the Bluecoats. 96-89, 8:40 to go.
Speaking of Rashad Vaughn, he had quietly got a double-double on the night.
And Haywood Highsmith sitting in one of the courtside seats for the fans to our right, waiting to check in. Did he pay for that? Jakar Sampson, left corner in transition. No, Zaire Smith the rebound.
I don't think he did.
How dare he? Somebody check his tickets. Where's the usher? Zaire Smith right to left in transition. Fell to the floor, going up for the layup. No good. Jakar comes away with it for Windy City. Here's Jakar. Left corner. Oh, actually, it's going to be going to Wilder. Ooh, he's had Zaire Smith on his back trying to piggyback him. For a ride, not going to happen. 96-89.
I don't think Thomas Wilder likes giving piggyback rides.
So Thomas Wilder at the line to shoot a couple. Bulls up by 7, 96-89, 8:12 to go. First free throw is up, and it is good. As Highsmith will come on in, Vaughn will come out, timeout, Blue Coats. Still officially checking after this timeout. 97-89 Windy City, 8:12 to go on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Crying in baseball?
Never crying and always delivering on SportsTownChicago.com. Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears.
On SportsTownChicago.com.
Leg out.
Welcome back to the Sears Center. And before we throw it back to Ryan and Paul for the rest of the fourth quarter, it is time for a quick G League update. In finals, Grand Rapids defeated Stockton 135-112. It was Maine over Long Island 125-114. The game still in action. Memphis over Oklahoma City, Salt Lake City over Sioux Falls. And tipping off in about 20 minutes will be the Greensboro Swarm at Northern Arizona. That is a game that we are all keeping an eye on here. Ryan, Paul, back to you guys.
Thank you, Aaron. I hope we don't need to keep an eye on that. It's an 8-point lead for Windy City. As Thomas Waters back at the line for the second free throw, and it rims out no good. Still 97-89 as we approach 8 minutes to go. If Windy City wins, they're into the playoffs. They clinch a playoff berth, and the magic number will go down to 3 to clinch the Central, that is. Farrell at the left wing, 7 on the shot clock. Farrell guarded by Gates, pulling up with a long 2. Rims out, Jakar Sampson the rebound. 7:45 in regulation to go. Wilder at the top, to the left. Elbow, it's Jakar. Now Kaiser Gates top of the circle. 10 on the shot clock for Raleigh Alkins. Alkins at the top now with 8. Raleigh Alkins with the crossover to the left for Gates. 5 on the shot clock, Jakar Sampson left baseline. 2 on the shot clock, turning around just in time to get it off. It's Jakar Sampson, double digit lead for Windy City, 99-89.
Bowen in there, and the shot clock violation went off, so.
Playing with not much time left was Jakar. As to the right corner, it's Farrell. Jake Milton set the check in just a moment. Brownridge driving from the top, up and off the glass and in is Jared Brownridge, 99-91, 7 minutes to go. Thomas Wilder, giving that one off to Jakar at the top of the circle. 18 on the shot clock now. Jakar, thought about driving, couple fakes, top of the circle, VJ Beecham. We'll go to Raleigh Alkins at the wing with 10. High pass in, Jakar, fakes him out, puts up the easy floater at the near block. 101-91, Windy City.
That's something the Bulls like to do with Jakar Sampson, is when he's down low, they throw it over him, have him catch it, and lay it in right there.
Farrell to the far right wing, 6.5 to go. Brownridge left side now. Brownridge guarded by Raleigh Alkins, he's gonna pull up with a long 3, and he swishes it. Jared Brownridge in a homecoming for him. 101-94, they're down by 7.
That's his 4th 3 on the night.
He did that against the Herd on Wednesday, a late 3 to have that go into the first overtime. As Jakar Sampson in the left corner has a 3 of his own. 104-94, 6 minutes to go.
Jakar Sampson right now just has the hot hand right now.
So into the front court as Vaughn and Milton will come in. Walt Lemon for Windy City as well on the next dead ball. Left wing Farrell, top of the circle. Brownwich trying to shoot his team back in. It can't there. And Alkins the rebound. Raleigh Alkins. Stutter stepping into the paint. Lost it for a moment. Jakar Sampson was open at the top. And instead Raleigh Alkins trying to drive. Got his own rebound. Puts his shot up and in. Raleigh Alkins. Heart, hustle, and muscle. 106-94.
Raleigh Alkins using his strength, fighting for the offensive rebound, and putting it back in.
DJ Hogan transition right to left. Farrell left wing, 14 on the shot clock. Farrell driving against Kaiser Gates, and the shot up off the glass and in. Matt Farrell has been having quite the night getting inside, as he's having an underrated performance, in my opinion, as Jakar Sampson swings it. Left corner, it's VJ Beecham for the 3 ball, it's short. Thomas Wilder, the offensive rebound that hits off of a blue coat out of bounds. It'll be Bulls ball.
That hit off a Hoag.
So 5 minutes to play in regulation exactly. 14 on the shot clock. Walt Lemon Jr. will come in for Thomas Wilder, and they are going to review it, I believe. It's going to be a coach's challenge, I want to say. Either way, timeout on the floor, 5 to go, 106-96. We'll see if Windy City can clinch a playoff spot next on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportsTownChicago.com.
During that timeout, Delaware challenged the out-of-bounds that was just called. We'll get the word in just a moment. We want to thank Matt Galeo with the confirmation. So Delaware has now lost their challenge. So both teams with no challenges. 5 minutes to go, 106-96, and it's hard to even hear my own thoughts, Paul.
It is really loud in here right now. It's probably the loudest it's been all night. And for good reason.
Jakar Sampson now having a double-double as well. 28 points, 11 rebounds. Michael Mulder with 13 of his own in the points department. 4 assists and 3 rebounds. Kaiser Gates, 17 points, 13 rebounds, and a plus-minus of 15. So Kaiser Gates really been effective on the floor tonight for Windy City off the bench. As this capacity crowd at the Sears Center wants to see a team for the first time in franchise history clinch a berth in the playoffs. Off the inbound, Jakar Sampson at the top. He goes behind the back in the paint, stumbles to the floor, lost the handle, and it's Vaughn losing it to Walt Lemon Jr., who's going to finish with two hands. 108-96.
That's something Lemon Jr. does so well, is be able to sneak behind a guy or stand in front of him, poke it away, get the steal.
Highsmith at the top, 4:40 to go. Vaughn. We'll go to the top for Brownridge, guarded by Mulder. Step back, long two is up, and it is good for Jared Brownridge, who continues to amaze. He's got 18. Walt Lemon Jr. into the front court, under 4.5 to go. Walt Lemon Jr. driving into the paint, spinning to the left side, no. He cannot get his own rebound, as Shake Milton will come away with it. Milton in transition right to left. Into the paint against Mulder. Blocked by Jakar Sampson. Welcome to the block party, Shake Milton. You've been invited by Jakar Sampson.
Sounds like a fun party.
Unless you're Shake Milton.
Yeah.
Baseline inbound for Delaware. Milton's left corner three is up. No good. Raleigh Alkins the rebound. And he races in a 2-on-1 with Michael Mulder. Alkins stutter step, and it is a whistle, and a foul is going to be called, as the foul is going to go on Jared Brownridge. That'll be his second. 108-98, and it's not going to be in the active shooting, I believe. It should be a sideline inbound. Timeout on the floor to Windy City. 108-98. We just took a timeout. 30 seconds is what's called on the floor. We'll stay here. So 108-98, t-shirt giveaway. It's about to get loud again. Joe Slusky with the most ridiculous glasses I've ever seen for the Scream Team.
I like it. It's very St. Patrick's Day festive.
It's ridiculously large on his small head. Anyway, 4:04 to go, Paul. And you're starting to get that sense in the air. Things seem to be going Windy City's way, despite Jared Brownridge trying to will his team back in it.
With Brownridge dealing with the way the Bulls are playing, it's probably the only way the Blue Coats are going to be able to come back, is to shoot their way out of this.
So Jared Brownridge, the Aurora, Illinois native out of Waubonsie Valley High School, he's got 18 points along with Shake Milton. Rashad Vaughn also having 18 points. He's got a double-double, 10 rebounds. So Walt Lemon Jr. will inbound it off the 32nd timeout from head coach Charlie Henry. 10-point lead, Windy City. Looking to go to 7 games above 500 on the year. Kaiser Gates at the top, 18 on the shot clock, now off to Walt Lemon again. 4 minutes to go in regulation. Jakar Sampson at the free throw line with the ball. Gutted by Heisman, driving right side, kick out, near right corner, Kaiser Gates, three ball, no, Milton the rebound. Vaughn in transition, right to left at the far wing, into the paint, floater up, floater good for Rashad Vaughn, 108-100.
The way that came out of Vaughn's hand looked like it just kind of did like a nice little raindrop there.
Walt Lemon Jr. at the near wing, 16 on the shot clock to Jakar Sampson at the near right block. Sampson guarded by Highsmith, no look, left wing, it's Alkins driving. Crossover, step back, left wing three from Michael Mulder is good! 111-100 Bulls. Milton has the ball, guarded by Jakar at the top. Rashad Vaughn, a long three is good for Rashad Vaughn at the right wing. With 3:07 to go, 111-103, Delaware not going away quietly.
Vaughn just answered Mulder's three with a three of his own, and he has gotten 23 points in this game very quietly.
Walt Lemon Jr., near right corner at the baseline, circling out to the free throw line extended to Kaiser Gates. 10 on the shot clock. Gates floater up. No good, but it's an offensive foul on Kaiser Gates for the charge.
Gates did not like that call. He thought it should have been a blocking foul.
Jared Brownridge accepted the charge for Delaware as C.J. Farrow now will come in for Kaiser Gates. So it's Lemon, Mulder, Alkins, Sampson, Jakar that is, and C.J. Fair. And for the Blue Coast, it's Smith, Milton, in addition to Highsmith, Vaughn, and Brownridge. Milton to the right wing at the top now for Highsmith. 13 on the shot clock. Highsmith driving left side, floater up into the paint is good. 111-105, Windy City lead down to 6.
That was a good move there by Highsmith to get around Michael Mulder.
Jakar Sampson to the left wing, far side for C.J. Fair. 14 on the shot clock. Not the left post, it's Fair who can't get the ball. Raleigh Alkins recovers it. Coming in from the near corner baseline was Alkins. Shot up, no. And it tips around, taken away by Rashad Vaughn. Vaughn in transition. Right wing three from Shake Milton is up. It's good. 111-108. It is a one possession game. And they're going to review the three or a two. It's called a three right now. So they'll review it later at the next dead ball. So right now as it stands, 111-108. But remember, we'll be having a review in just a moment for that play. Keep that in mind. 2 minutes to go. 111-108, Windy City. Walt Lemon Jr. at the top, driving right side. Floater off the glass, up and in. Walt Lemon Jr. 113-108. And they're going to review right now, actually, if it was a two or three on the last offensive sequence for the Blue Coats. We'll keep it here during this, so they are going to review that if it was a two or a three a moment ago. So they're going to go to the monitor now. Again, we'll keep it here on sportstownchicago.com. 1:52 to go, 113-108 the score. Windy City with the lead. I did say we were on tap for an exciting finish, didn't I, Paul?
You did. I think they're just listening to the broadcast. They want to make you happy.
Well, every time I've done play-by-play, it's always come down to the wire here. Now you only have to date back to Wednesday for my season debut on in that side of things for the broadcast. But nevertheless, getting quite the exciting finishes as I'm going to look at the replay to my right for the television monitor for Julio and Chris. And they need that to rewind a little bit. And we'll get the call.
3-point basket at 205. It's going to be Delaware ball. It's time for the basket.
All right. Thank you to the official, Matt Khalil, for coming by. It'll stay as a three. Good on the official to right away just get the review out of the way and continue play of action. 1:52 to go. 113-108. The score will stand after the confirmed three-pointer that we just had a moment ago from the Blue Coats. Shake Milton to bring it ahead. We got an exciting finish for you on sportstownchicago.com. If Windy City wins, they're in the playoffs for the first time ever. Vaughn at the top. Guarded by Raleigh Alkins with 18 on the shot clock. Driving left side. Shot up off the fake. No. Rebound, Walt Lemon Jr.
That ball was actually partially blocked there by Raleigh Alkins.
Connor Johnson, the head coach, slamming his papers down in front of Aaron Schellen. Aaron's okay. Walt Lemon Jr., left side at the wing, driving in the paint, going off the glass and in! Walt Lemon Jr. at it again! 115-108 Delaware, trailing by 7. Milton driving, coast to coast, blocked by Mulder! Milton gets it right back, Brownridge, top of the circle, 3, he was left wide open. He can't make it! CJ Fair the rebound, and Walt Lemon settles it down. 110 to go. Jakar Sampson, left corner baseline with 12. Hook pass near right corner. Raleigh Alkins, pump fake 3, driving. Euro step off the glass and in. 9-point lead, Windy City. 117-108. 1 minute to go. A 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And once again, it's getting loud inside the Sears Center Arena. We're starting to feel it, but there's still a minute to go, and we know how Delaware can score in bunches ball.
Yes, they can. They've been able, like just like last game on Wednesday, they came back and they actually hit a buzzer beater to force overtime. So never count the Delaware Bluecoats out of a game, but the Windy City Bulls have the ability to turn and score an immediate 6 points. At one point, it was a 3-point game, now it's a 9-point game. Just like that, a game can turn on a flip of a hat.
So off the 30-second timeout called by head coach Connor Johnson of the Bluecoats. He's got no timeouts remaining. 2 left for Windy City. 3 team fouls for the Bluecoats. Windy City with 2. Front court inbound near left side for the Bluecoats, right in front of the Windy City bench. 1 minute to go. Shake Milton inbound. You can hear the roars inside the Sears Center Arena. The inbound will go right back to Milton off of Highsmith. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Brownridge, the 3 ball is up. No, it's short. Walt Lemon, the rebound. They'll slowly bring it ahead. 18 on the shot clock. Walt Lemon Jr., can he ice it again like he tried to do Wednesday night against Maine? They're up by 9, 10 on the shot clock. Walt Lemon Jr. at the top of the circle, guarded by Brownridge with 5 on the shot clock. Walt Lemon, the moves at the free throw line. To his left, drive up, and this shot is no good. Second chance, putback is tipped in by Jakar Sampson. He smiles as he comes away to his bench. 119-108, a reset timeout called by the Bluecoats, so now they'll have the inbound into the front court right away. 29.2 seconds to go. And it may be time to celebrate a playoff berth at the Sears Center Arena for the first time ever. Brad Seymour, the president, has been waiting for this for quite a while. The active president of the Windy City Bulls, it's poked out of bounds to the baseline off the inbound. It'll stay with Delaware.
Go ahead, Paul. If you're the Bulls, you got to watch a catch and shoot right off the inbound pass here.
Don't be surprised they look for Brownridge. And they wanted to go to him, and they're going to get it to him. 10 on the shot clock. Brownridge, top of the circle, crossing over Jakar for the 3, and it rolls in for 3. 119-111. And the inbound immediately into Walt Lemon Jr., who's fouled. Exactly 20 seconds to go. Bulls up by 8, 119-111. Rob Hill and Aaron Schellen are standing by for your post-game show here on SportstownChicago.com. Fair to inbound on the near side. And an immediate foul from Walt Lemon Jr. So 1 second ticks off. So now Windy City will get the free throws off the bonus as Delaware is in the penalty. Walt Lemon at the line to shoot 2. Can he give his team a 10-point lead or even 9? He tries for 9 right here. And he makes it. 120-111. Smith checks out, Hope checks in. Lemon Jr. for 1 more. Yes. 19 seconds to go, 121-111. A fun post-game show as Aaron and Rob will be joined by a selected Windy City player for them. They'll get the interview later as Milton pulls up for the top of the key, 3-0. And Walt Lemon Jr. gets the rebound, and the seconds are going to tick off. And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in franchise history, it's postseason bound for the Windy City Bulls. 121, 111, the final. 3 years in the making. It has happened, Windy City Nation. They go to 27-20, courtesy of a 121-111 victory at the Sears Center Arena. And this franchise will experience playoff basketball at the end of March, Paul Politica.
I can't imagine how these players are feeling right now, being able to head into the playoffs for the first time in franchise history. And a lot of these guys have never even played playoff basketball to begin with, because a lot of these guys are very young. So this is going to be a great experience, not just for the Windy City Bulls team, but for the players. As it is official, they have officially clinched a playoff berth.
They go to 27-20. This is their 15th win here at the Sears Center Arena, their third win in a row, as well as they go and stay at a game and a half lead in the Central over the Grand Rapids Drive. And the magic number to clinch the Central Division now stands at 3. For Paul Politica, I'm Ryan Fahey signing off. Final score again, Windy City 121, Delaware 111. Post-game show, Aaron Schellen, Rob Hill. They'll celebrate a postseason berth with you next on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.